AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. His daughter tells the Oregonian newspaper Lavoy Finnegan was the man shot and killed during a traffic stop involving the leaders of the occupation of a federal wildlife refuge. Finnegan spoke many times at news conferences since the occupation started back on January 2nd.
We should never, ever point guns at each other.
That was from a news conference on January 5th. Leaders of the group, including Amon Bundy, were arrested during the traffic stop. The AP's Keith Ridley reports it's still tense at the refuge.
There are still some people at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, and they say they're not leaving. Not sure how many. It sounds like just a handful. And law enforcement set up a perimeter out there. Roadblocks are set up, preventing people from going in, but I think people can leave.
The FBI has established checkpoints in that area. The White House says it's an informal meeting. President Obama will be meeting today with Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Donald Trump is not happy with Fox News and anchor Megyn Kelly, so Trump decided he won't appear at tomorrow night's Republican presidential debate in Iowa. He will hold an event at the same time to benefit wounded warriors.
We've had six debates now. Why should the networks continue getting rich on these debates? Give some to the wounded warriors and making a fortune. Let's see how much money Fox is going to make on the debate without me.
Trump called Fox's Megyn Kelly a lightweight reporter. Kelly says Trump is used to getting his way, but can't control the media. 2015 was the strongest year for new home sales in 7 years. Sales last month were at the strongest pace in 10 months. In government documents, airbag maker Takata says the driver of a 2007 Honda Civic died last year in India when the airbag inflator exploded. The cause of death is undetermined. If the inflator was the cause, it would be the 11th person killed worldwide by Takata airbags. Wall Street stocks lower, the Dow down 125 points. This is AP Radio News. There is no school today in Lawrence Township near Indianapolis. The principal of an elementary school was struck and killed by a bus. Two 10-year-olds are in the hospital with serious but not life-threatening injuries. Sean Smith is the school superintendent.
We just ask that everyone in this community and beyond, please pray for our students and our great leader.
Today from WRTV-TV, police say Principal Susan Jordan was seen pushing several students away from the oncoming bus. Immigration officials say an inmate who, along with two others, escaped from a Southern California jail had been ordered deported to Vietnam in 1998. The three escaped last Friday. Jeff Halleck with the Orange County Sheriff's Department says they need help from the public.
We need people to come forward and provide information that we know that they have.
All three are considered dangerous and were awaiting trial in separate violent crimes. The National Park Service announced the monuments and memorials in the National Mall will be reopening today. They've been closed because of snow. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.